I learned about tighty-whitey in America, thanks to Calvin Klein. It was only after I came back to India that I encountered the dark side of the tighty-whitey. The white part didn't surprise me that much. I always knew Indians had an obsession with fairness. I had grown up hearing incessantly about how so-and-so was fair and beautiful, while so-and-so was pretty but dark. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata, where every other skincare product contains some kind of skin lightening agent. And if women have creams called Fair and Lovely, men don't have to feel left out. They have Fair and Handsome. And Bollywood's biggest movie star, Shah Rukh Khan, is happy to sell it to you. But I have to admit, I was a little taken aback to find that in the new India, women could lighten not just their faces or their arms, but also their very, very private parts.
Clean and dry intimate wash. Freshness jo nikhare.
Clean and dry intimate wash that gives your vagina that fresh and fair glow caused a huge uproar. This was just beyond the pale. My friend Lakshmi Chaudhary wrote on First Post that if someone was looking at the color of your vagina in the bedroom, he's probably not that interested in it. Because here, the male criteria for sex is pretty straightforward. He's virtuously colorblind if A, you're pretty, B, you have big breasts, and C, if you're willing to put out, in which case A and B don't matter anymore. But the vaginal wash generated quite the Twitter storm, with one journalist, Rupa Subramania, calling it the ultimate insult. Well, it might have been, until someone came up with a brand new product. Now that you've whitened it, why not tighten it?
I feel like a virgin.
Introducing 18 Again. A young sari-clad woman in what looks like a traditional Indian family pulls her husband aside for a little tango while the rest of the family looks thrilled to bits that she's feeling like a virgin again thanks to the 18 Again Vaginal Tightening and Rejuvenation Gel. At the end of the ad, even the grandma is logging onto the product's website while the grandpa beams.
To www.18again.com.
Rajyasree Sen, who writes about entertainment and culture for First Post, says her jaw dropped when she heard this was the gel of empowerment.
First off, one would think that a product which sexually empowers women should in some way enhance her pleasure. And however wretched I might find some of those condom commercials, at least they are ribbed for her pleasure.
The condoms might be ribbed for her pleasure, but the vaginal gel is apparently for her health, as Nagesh Pannaswamy from the team that created the ad explained to the BBC.
You know, it's a known fact that, you know, usually post-marriage and post the first child getting delivered, the vagina does tend to get loose.
Bangalore-based comedian Ruby Chakravarti spluttered in disbelief.
Why are you always talking about reducing our sizes? Why don't you talk about increasing your sizes for a change, huh?
All of this would be much funnier if I wasn't also reading at the same time about an undercover operation by the Indian magazine The Helka, where it got 30 cops in and around Delhi to talk frankly about their views on rape. One policeman said only 10% of rape cases are genuine. Another said, it's only 1 or 2%. A girl who gets into a car with boys is never innocent. No rape can happen in Delhi without the girl's provocation. In 2010, 414 cases were reported in Delhi alone. That makes it the rape capital of the country. Somehow, I don't think the tightness or the whiteness would have mattered at all. For KALW, I am Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.